I was a young teacher and student living in an old working class area in Oslo. Politicians said we were living in a slum. They wanted to demolish. We recognized the problems. There was heavy traffic and there were old latrines. The plaster came off in several places and sometimes we were cold. But we also saw other images. Behind the shabby facades, we saw well-kept homes. We were ordinary young people who had come to love this neighborhood, and a lot of the older people with roots, pride and identity tied to local culture and values. And these refused to identify as slum dwellers. The Residents Association became our meeting point, and our own local newsletter our public voice. We demanded an urban renewal plan to meet our needs and not those of the housing sharks. The project Elderly People, Health and Nutrition was launched, and I became a project research assistant. The papers were full of stories of malnutrition among old people living alone in downtown Oslo. We wanted to find out what the situation was really like. The results were returned to the senior citizens so they could use them to bring about necessary changes. Action research, the researcher said. Why research, I asked. Isn't action enough? The answer came to me as I experienced how research was used in action and how the action changed reality. The research objects became subjects. The slum victims took center stage. They learned how to use networking and media, and they moved mountains. Some minor effects. Randi called the papers. Tomorrow at noon, some old people will climb the fence of the botanic gardens. The journalists came. Alvilde, aged 80, climbed, and the gate that the council kept locked to save money was opened. And some major effects. One promise in the urban renewal plan was a local retirement home. The council decided to build one of the new suburbs instead. That gave focus to the action. As Renau said, you don't have time to feel the pain in your heart when you're on your knees busy painting slogans. The authorities allowed 10 demonstrators. That was all they needed, together with a lot of other activities. 900 signatures on a petition and a well-attended open meeting with local authorities. Instead of sending their current leader, the Labour Party sent the former Prime Minister, father of the Norwegian welfare state. Nice enough touch, the old folks commented, but we want real politicians. It became impossible to ignore them, and the retirement home is now located where it was first planned, right where they have always lived. And I have never since questioned the meaning of action research.